conference, officer involved shooting on October 22nd of 2001. This is report number 2001-93933. It's Detective Kerry Peterson. I'm talking who was an AMR rescue unit employee, a paramedic that was working on the 22nd and responded to the scene of the shooting. Can you tell me just from the point of when you received the call to respond to the area of the shooting in Camarillo, what you were told on the way out there, and tell me what you did?
Well, we were actually on another call when the initial call went out for the shooting. We got to the hospital and we were kind of listening up, and they needed a third ambulance for a third patient. So we responded from Pleasant Valley. We were told, initial report was there was four people down, and then it was kind of brought that there was three people down, and then there was nobody shot. We responded no code, actually. It was
Which rescue unit were you in?
Rescue 452. We were the last ambulance to go on scene.
Okay.
When we got there, everything was already taped off. There was a bunch of police and fire apparatus on scene. We had to go through a bunch of different checks and actually give our names to probably three or four different people before we actually got into the scene. When we got to the scene, we were given a report by John Wilson on our patient, who was one of the male suspects. His chief complaint was mostly lower back pain. He was supposedly the passenger. He did not have any gunshot wounds. Didn't have any outward trauma that was obvious. He was able to ambulate to the gurney. He was still handcuffed.
Do you remember what his name was?
You know what, I'm not totally sure. Remember his name, actually.
Does the name Peter Joseph Kamens come to mind?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Is that, okay.
That sounds like the patient we had.
Okay. So you guys, at that point, what did you do with him?
We put him on the gurney, loaded him in the back of the ambulance, and then we waited for clearance to take him over to VCMC, where you guys actually requested him be transported.
Okay. During the time that you had contact with the suspect, your patient, did he make any spontaneous statements to you reference what happened?
I was actually... My partner was in the back doing patient care, so I loaded him in the back and then waited for one of the detectives to give us the word that he was okay, so I never actually had any verbal contact with the patient regarding the incident.
Okay.
Other than, you know, what's hurting you and anything like that, but nothing regarding what took place.
Okay. So, again, what were his injuries?
He was complaining of lower back pain right around the buttocks area and some back of his neck pain, so that was about it.
Okay. And where did you take him?
We took him to Ventura County Medical Center.
Okay. VCMC, huh? Okay. And once you got to VCMC, what happened? Who did you turn him over to?
There was already a detective there who had been following us, and we went to bed 6, gave him to the nurse, and the detective also stayed with him at the bedside.
Okay. And at that point, you returned to your... to where
area
you...
Camarillo.
Okay. Great. All right, is there anything else that you can remember about the incident that you think I need to know?
My partner's probably told you everything that he know. I mean, he was the one talking to him, so I didn't really get any conversation information, but...
Okay, but as far as you're concerned...
Nothing else I can add that I could give you there about the situation.
Okay. Great. Thanks a lot.
No problem.